February 28, 1926. Every time the soul occupies herself with herself, she loses one act in the divine will. What it means to lose this act. I continued amid my usual fears, and my always lovable Jesus, making himself seen, all goodness told me, "My daughter, do not lose time, because every time you occupy yourself with yourself it is an act of my will that you lose. And if you knew what it means to lose one single act in my will, you'll lose a divine act, that act which embraces everything and everyone, and which contains all the goods that exist in heaven and on earth. More so, since my will is a continuous act which never stops its course, nor can it wait for you when you stop with your fears. It is more appropriate for you to follow it in its continuous course, than for it to wait for you to place yourself on the way in order to follow it. And not only do you lose time, but having to pacify you and to raise you from your fears in order to put you on the way in my will, you force me to occupy myself with things which do not regard the supreme volition. Your very angel, who is near you, remains on an empty stomach, because every act you do in it, as you follow its course, is one more accidental beatitude which he enjoys, being near you. And it is a doubled paradise of joys that you offer him, in such a way that he feels happy in his destiny of having you in his custody. And since the joys of heaven are communal, your angel offers the accidental beatitude he has received from you, his doubled paradise, to the whole celestial court as the fruit of the divine will of his protected one. All make feast and magnify and praise the power, the sanctity, the immensity of my will. Therefore, be attentive. In my will one cannot lose time, there is much to do. You have to follow the act of a God, which is never interrupted. Having said this, he disappeared, and I remained concerned in seeing the evil I was doing. And I said to myself, how can it ever be possible that by placing myself in the divine volition, forgetting about everything else, as if nothing else existed for me but the eternal will alone, I take part in all that this lovable will contains. And Jesus, returning, added, my daughter, it is just for one who is born in my will to know the secrets it contains. And besides, the thing in itself is very easy and as though natural. Suppose that you went to live in a house, either for a short time or forever, in which there is beautiful music and a fragrant air, through which one feels infused with new life. Indeed you had not put that music or that balsamic air in it, but since you find yourself in that house, which is not yours, you come to enjoy both the music and the fragrant air, which regenerates your strengths to new life. Add that this house contains enchanting paintings, beautiful things that enrapture, gardens which you had never seen before, with so many different plants and flowers that it is impossible to count them all. Delicious lunches which you had never enjoyed before. Oh! How you amuse yourself! How you delight and enjoy yourself in admiring so many beauties, in savoring food so tasty. However, of all this, nothing was made or placed by you. Yet, you take part in everything just because you are in that house. Now, if this happens in the natural order, much more easily can it happen in the supernatural order of my will. By entering into it, the soul forms one single act with the divine will, and as though naturally she takes part in what it does and contains. More so, since in order to live in my will, the soul is first stripped of the garments of the old guilty Adam, and is clothed anew with the garments of the new and holy Adam. Her garment is the light of the supreme will itself, through which all its divine manners are communicated to her, which are noble and communicative to all. This light makes her lose the human features and restores in her the physiognomy of her Creator. What is the wonder, then, if you take part in all that the divine will possesses, since one is the life and one the will? Therefore, be attentive. I recommend to you, be always faithful to me, and your Jesus will keep the pace of making you live always in my will. I will be on guard, that you may never go out of it.